Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Phoenix Suns and the San Antonio Spurs. The Suns come into this one on the road with a record of 15-7 on the year. Spurs almost reversed, 6-17, and they are, of course, the home team. Over their last 10, Phoenix 7-3, lost their last contest. Spurs 0-4, 10-game losing streak. Looking at the numbers, scoring-wise, Phoenix at 116 per contest, that's 6th in the NBA. Spurs at 110 per game, that's 23rd. Team defense, 109 allowed per game by the Suns, 120.7. The Spurs are 10.5 points, a little bit more, underwater. That is incredible. It's bad news. Turnovers, 13.6 for the Suns, 16.2 for the Spurs. Shooting percentages, 47.9 Phoenix, 45.8 for San Antonio. Not as big a gap as you would expect, but still sizable. Three-point percentage, Phoenix at 37.9. Again, about a three-point edge, 34.4 for the Spurs. Free throw percentage, big advantage here for Phoenix, 81.2 versus 72.2 for the Spurs. And lastly, bench scoring, Spurs a surprising advantage here, 41 versus just 31.8 for the Suns. This will be the first meeting of these two teams this year. Both teams are off on Saturday. Phoenix will be without Cameron Johnson and Chris Paul, most likely, although Paul listed as day-to-day. Jakob Poeltl is out for the Spurs. This is a pretty easy one to pick. Spurs are one of the worst teams in the NBA. I projected them to be the worst team in the NBA this year at the start of the season. They got off to that hot start. They've come back to earth in a big way on a 10-game skid. Gotta like the Suns in this one, probably in the laugher. So that is your on-court look of Suns and Spurs. Coming up, we will dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Phoenix Suns at San Antonio Spurs. Phoenix, about a 10-point favorite, some 9.5, 10.5s on the board, depending on where you're looking. 229, 230 range, your total. Suns are 13-9 ATS on the season with a 4-4 road mark there and 6-4 in their last 10. As for the Spurs, 9-14 ATS, 5-7 ATS on the home court. A 1-9 run here in their last 10 games, including 8 straight ATS losses. Both teams under teams. The Suns 12 unders, 10 overs. The Spurs 12 unders, 10 overs. One push mixed in there. Both teams playing on one day's rest. First matchup of the season between these two teams. The Spurs trend in the series 4-1-1 in the last 6 in San Antonio and 3-1-1 in the last 5 overall. However, not the Spurs team that we're looking at here on the court this year. I mentioned that 0-8 ATS run for the Spurs. Suns, not much better on the trend side of things for this one. They're 1-7 ATS in their last 8 playing teams below 400 winning percentage. The under has hit 6 of the last 7 against teams below that 400 winning percentage. And bounce back spot, though, and this is where the Suns may have the edge here. 6 straight ATS following a straight-up loss, the surprising straight-up loss to Houston on Friday night. Bridges probable with a heel for the Suns. Chris Paul, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder all remain out. Romeo Langford questionable for the Spurs, and Doug McDermott is doubtful. That's a big road number. Understand why, though, with the Spurs' recent struggles. I think there's too many question marks for me to go either way. I don't like big numbers in the NBA when you get to those double digits, and specifically on the road, even though the Spurs have struggled. At some point, they're going to break that trend, but not confident enough to say it's going to happen here. And as regards to the total, I completely stay away game here. Not good analysis, but it is what it is. Sometimes no plays are the best plays. Suns have been over 120 in their last 3, but Spurs have been all over the place. You know, last week in a back-to-back against the Lakers, I think this sums them up. Scored 94 on the first night and 138 the very next night. So hard to get a gauge on the Spurs, a big number with the side. No play may be the best play in this one. Got more NBA previews, top college basketball matchups, NFL, and bowl games all on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA. That's our betting preview of the Suns and Spurs.